is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And by the way, Delbert joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there and see his blog slash cartoons slash occasional video post at anarchyinyourhead.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. There is much to discuss here tonight. Coming up, a cop paralyzes a young boy and will tell you what he got in return for that effort. So that's on the way. And here's a follow-up for you on what we talked about last night. Tampa Bay news story is that the DUI checkpoints down there are now going to be no refusal, meaning that if you refuse to take the breathalyzer test, they will then have a judge issue a warrant, and they'll withdraw your blood
right there.
And I had suggested that even if you don't live in Tampa Bay, you need to be careful because there's a good chance this could be coming to your area. And guess what? It's happening in Texas, too. San Antonio, KSAT 12 reporting, Bexar County District Attorney Susan Reed announced plans this week to extend no-refusal weekends to every weekend in 2011.
Every weekend's a no-refusal weekend in Texas!
As opposed to certain holiday weekends where they were doing them before, like New Year's and the 4th of July. This is what they do. They take steps towards tyranny. They bring up a no-refusal weekend. Okay, just for this weekend, just New Year's, just the 4th of July, twice a year we're going to do no-refusals. And it's basically a test. They want to see what people's responses are. They want to see how people will react. And if people don't react with some sort of an uproarious anger towards the intrusiveness of these checkpoints, which, as we pointed out last night, they are essentially violating the privacy of every single person that's behind the wheel. It doesn't matter if they suspect you of being drunk. Everybody is a suspect. And so everybody has to blow into the breathalyzer. And if you don't blow into the breathalyzer, you get your blood taken from you. So now they now that, you know, nothing happened when they did these no refusal weekends earlier this year, they figured, all right, let's roll them out full time. Let's do it all the time, every single weekend. And nobody cared earlier. Nobody cared in 2010. So we're going to get away with it in 2011. And they're probably right.
Not that many more opportunities to catch someone with drugs, confiscate their car and their house, possibly all kinds of.
Just
you know.
Make life a living hell for them for the next couple of months while they try to get it all sorted out.
So I could go on here, but basically it's another it's a rehash of the same article that we read last night, just to let you know it's not just Tampa Bay, and it's just a matter of time as these government guys continue to get away with this stuff that your local governments will start picking up on the ideas and implementing them. And then how long is it going to be before it expands out from DUI checkpoints? We already know that the TSA is going into bus stations. We know they're going into train stations. Of course, we all know they're at the airports, but they're also going into to the marinas. They are setting up these Viper teams. They're spending a whole day just basically interdicting people in the train and bus stations, searching people, patting them down, bringing in the scanners. They got scanners now installed at some of their roadside checkpoints that they have down south, where they'll stop people on the road on supposed immigration reasons. They stop everybody. Apparently they have scanners there now too. So how long is it going to be before you have a checkpoint that's not a DUI checkpoint? It's just a checkpoint. How long is it going to be? I mean, the people have been putting up with DUI checkpoints for years. As long as my adult life, they've been going on.
I mean, you're already dealing with, I don't know what it's like to be a person who's here in the country illegally and get stopped at one of these DUI checkpoints. I have no idea what that's like. But they're already essentially checking your citizenship with your driver's license, right? I mean, can a citizen of the United States, a non-citizen, get a driver's license? It seems unlikely.
I doubt that. Because you have to have a social security number to get a driver's license.
Birth certificate, something.
Yeah. So the security state doesn't stop there. Let's focus on what's happening right now. New York City, the Associated Press reporting. It's the biggest public party in the country. Nearly a million revelers will cram into the streets. And why in the world you would want to do that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea why anyone would. I was watching them pile up on CNN today.
That just sounds like a nightmare to me, dealing with that crowd.
What in the world for? To watch the ball drop? I mean, that it's been going on since 1907. It's very significant.
Some people love getting in that crowd and the excitement and the energy and everything, I guess. You know, I think there was a time when I was younger and I had more energy for dealing with the crowds and the traffic all the you know, I guess there was...
The traffic is what... can you imagine what it's like trying to drive out of New York City?
I'm trying to imagine...
When you're done at one?
I'm trying to imagine packing into the subways, because I've been at events in other parts of the country in big cities where there's a huge event going on. Washington, D.C., after a big like gay event with a big... like a hundreds of thousands of people at the mall or something, and then getting on the subways.
You'd
and just trying to wait for a subway train so you could get
how
home.
How about waiting for the porta potty?
never mind trying to drive in that mess.
You'd have to have a car and then take it to, like, I don't know, Stanford, Connecticut or something, park it, ride the light rail. You know, I guess it goes down in the subway. I don't even know how it works exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take the light rail in to the city, which is another hour's ride on the train. So, I mean, it would have to be several legs to this in order to do it. I just do not understand the allure whatsoever.
All to essentially stand around in the cold, watching this
big stuff spilled on you.
Yeah, because you're
lucky if you avoid the vomiting drunks.
Exactly. You're around people that you don't know. You're going to... I mean, it's one thing. You can obviously bring friends with you. So you'll have your small group
of
friends with
you. Your own vomiting drunks, yeah.
But otherwise, you're around hundreds of thousands of people. They're saying a million people. You don't know these people. And they don't know you. And in New York City, they're going to treat you like that. It just sounds awful to me.
I have no interest whatever.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near New York City, whether I'm in Times Square or anywhere else. It'd just be packed and crazy. But nonetheless, some people want to do it, and they are doing it.
More power to them.
So let's talk about what kind of nonsense they're going to have to deal with. I mean, I don't mean just from the fact that they're around a million people, but the state is providing security. And what's that going to look like? Well, it's also remarkably crime-free, claims the Associated Press, safe and orderly. In the past decade, there have been few arrests and virtually no major problems funneling people in and out of the confetti-filled streets to ring in the new year. That's due mostly to what the partygoers don't notice. Throngs of police and counter-terrorism officers blanketing the area, working from a security plan specially tailored for the event. Manhole covers are sealed. Counter-snipers are stationed on secret rooftops.
Good Lord.
Officers carry beeper-sized radiation detectors. Plainclothes officers are stationed in the pens with the crowds, along with the uniformed presence and undercover officers. Bomb-sniffing dogs are on site. Purses are searched. Checkpoints are set up. And perimeters are created using concrete blocks. Passing vehicles are checked for safety. Hazmat teams are on standby.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I would hope that they were doing something like that. I don't think for a second that they're more efficient than some private organization, but maybe they are in the sense that they have more practice at it than most of these most private organizations. I would say a couple of years.
You would hope that they would have snipers trained on the crowd?
Look, there's a lot of people there, man.
There is a lot of people there. Did they need snipers in 1960 when they were doing it there?
When they started in, 1907, they probably didn't have any snipers.
No. So why do they need... I mean,
there were probably a lot of pickpockets and things like that, and now there's, you know, there is... New York is the target for terrorists. They consider it significant. If you're outside the United States, you consider New York to be the United States.
Yeah.
Well, and if you want a lot of bang for your buck, I mean, no pun intended, that's, you know, where you... That's that, you know, high population, very dense.
What would you do, Ian, if you were in charge of the event? What would you do?
Well, I don't know, Mark. I'm not in charge of the event, so I have no idea.
Stand there sniping from the outsides, then.
Yeah, I am sniping at this because it's a police state. They're searching people's purses. Who want to go in it?
Where was the part with the purse searching? I didn't hear that.
It was in there.
It wouldn't bother me as much if they really made a case for the that they're going to stop some terrorism with this. Because when a terrorist is ready to attack New York, they're not going to stop them. All the stuff they're doing for show is not going to stop the real terrorists.
1-800-259-9231. Purses are searched. You must have missed that part. Checkpoints are set up. They're searching
everybody. If you want to go in, I mean, your purse can get searched going into a basketball game. I wouldn't go to this crap.
This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Extend your life with
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This live New Year's Eve edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features completely free. We've got a lot of stuff there. The wiki is one of those features with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. wiki.freetalklive.com. The wiki, by the way, again, it's essentially an editable, user-editable version of our website with a whole lot more content, over 2,000 pages. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and sign up to receive updates and reminders. libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue here. We will, of course, take your phone calls about anything at all. Times Square is where a lot of people are going to be tonight. They're expecting a crowd of approximately a million revelers, and the AP is going over the security state that is going to be set up there. They'll be searching purses. They'll be setting up checkpoints. They've got snipers. They've got radiation detectors, plainclothes officers, uniformed officers, bomb-sniffing dogs, hazmat teams.
So I guess I've got some questions for you on this one, Ian. I don't have as big of a problem with this. If they're doing it for this one event, and that's what they're doing it for, I'm sure they're doing it and not as efficiently as some private organization could. But if you're talking about a basketball game, they do this stuff. I don't know if you've been to some private event. It's not kind of your kind of thing. But I've been shaken down and gone through metal detectors, going into concerts, basketball games, going into hockey games, going into these kind of events. And one chooses to go in there. It's a private. There's a problem with that, right?
No, it's their private property. They can do that.
So when you're talking about the government having an event on government property, exactly, and then doing the same thing that a private organization would on their property, what part of it bothers you the most?
There's a whole police state thing. I mean, snipers? That seems pretty excessive, doesn't it?
I think that, I think...
Do they have snipers at the basketball games?
They probably don't have snipers, probably because they're not doing it as efficiently as the government's not doing it as efficiently as they have to. But they also don't have, when you go to the basketball game, you've got one entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And, whereas when you're doing Times Square, there's all kinds of entrances, and they can't do anything about those. So they're trying to shake down as many people as they can shake down on the way in, check purses and pockets and stuff like that. But they
Are the entrance areas not going to be crowded?
What do you mean crowded?
When people are lined up to get to get checked out, if someone's a suicide bomber, is that not a good time to do it? Right as you're about to get checked, you're going to check my bag and find my bomb. Well, I'll go ahead and set it off now then in this big crowd of people lined up to get checked. This is what I'm saying. It's not doing any good. This is a load of crap to make people feel good.
Do you think that I can't remember what it was like to get lined up, but I would say that there's a queue of dozens of people in some of these concerts and basketball games I've gone to. Mm-hmm. So, you're still talking about a situation where, the marketplace doesn't seem to have any better, answers.
I'm pretty sure the reason why they're searching people at games is not to find a mad bomber, but to find somebody with a blade or something like that. They don't want some drunken fool pulling out a knife and shanking somebody in the upper seats. I would say that's probably the number one reason why you've got searches. Certainly at concerts, that's the concern. They're not expecting a mad bomber to come in there. They're looking for somebody with a weapon that's going to use it against another individual in some drunken fight.
It's the thing. It's the nature of being the aggressor in this sort of tactic, where your target is civilian people, where your goal is just to make everyone afraid all the time. That's the idea of terrorism, is just to find civilian targets and catch them unaware and kill some people and especially if you're willing to kill yourself. I mean, a lot of these people...
Yeah, it's really tough to defend against somebody who's willing to kill
himself. It's nigh impossible. And we're doing an awful lot to kind of make it look busy. And the truth of the matter is, you can't protect yourself against that, someone with that kind of attitude. There's a tremendous amount of effort for little to no return on that effort, because all these things that they're doing, you know, the terrorists, you know, if there's terrorists out there that had some kind of plans, they're going to change them to adjust for what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tremendous amount of effort and a tremendous amount of invasion of privacy and a tremendous amount of police state.
Absolutely.
For a near nothing return.
They're justifying their existence. They are getting people used to constant searches. And I understand, Mark, you're just, well, it's just this one night a year, but it still makes, it's still something. And these are the same kind of...
I don't think the free market is going to be able to stop it either. It's not about that. It's about the fact that you have an aggressor who's willing to go to great lengths. In theory, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to find a lot of terrorists that are willing to blow themselves up.
The suicide bombers don't consider themselves to be aggressors. They consider themselves to be striking back at an organization that is, you know, killing people from their homeland, their mm-hmm. families, and things like that.
Well, I'm not trying to debate that. The point is that I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying the point is that they are attacking civilian targets randomly. They're not, you know, so and that is, so it could be any time, anywhere. 300 million people in the United States. They can't keep them out of the borders. They can't keep them out of these crowded events. Like I said, they might, you know, if they're checking them at the entrance, then maybe they'll go off at the entrance and they'll set some bomb off at the entrance instead of inside where there's more crowds.
Yeah, would that be any less terrifying?
But it's what it comes down to is that it's just nigh impossible to defend against that kind of person who just wants
dedicated
to harm anyone anywhere for public attention. It's at some point you have to acknowledge that that's not a practical problem to solve in this manner of sort of trying to treat everyone like a potential criminal to try and catch someone. The trick to this is stop ticking people off so much that they're willing to kill themselves just to kind of kill anyone. They're not targeting, you know, a military target or a bureaucrat like the president or a senator or what. They just want to kill anybody anywhere out of 300 million people. That's not stoppable. You know, the trick is, how do we not tick someone off so much that they want
to
do that?
Not to mention the death of a thousand cuts, which members of Al-Qaeda, of course they don't call themselves that, have said that they intend to use, which is, you know, with the toner bombers a few months ago. They said that, look, we spent $4,000 on this operation, and you guys spent $400 billion.
Yeah.
So that's what their intent is. Their intent is to stir up this kind of concern. And, you know, I would be interested in the amount of security that was post-9/11 versus pre-9/11. But, you know, at the same time, when you're talking about an event like this, you know, I just wouldn't go.
All right, 800-259-9231. I would agree with you on that point. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Does this kind of security make you feel safer? Does having the police stop you and search you and search your bags, does it make you actually feel like you're not as likely to be attacked by some mad bomber? I think it's all just for show. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Taking control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So head over there and enjoy those, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our streams and the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. And Mark, tell me about Del Valle Silver.
Well, Del Valle Silver offers a solution if you've ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community. They have a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid to promote the use of real money, and it won't cost you anything. This is like not like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell you high-priced rounds. Check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there. Get started today. DelValleySilver.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, to the phones and your thoughts about whatever you want. Maybe you want to share your New Year's resolutions or your reflections on 2010, predictions for what's coming next year. Let's go to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Delbert and Mark. Scott in Wisconsin. Going once. Scott in Wisconsin. Going twice. All right, well, maybe maybe Scott will call us back. The number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything. And coming up here, we're going to get to some more of the objections to liberty. We started some of them last night from the Hardcore History Forum. I've got more. We'll touch on some of those. But, Mark, I want you to tell me about the little boy that was hit by a cop and what happened to the cop.
Yeah, this is it's a tragic story. Officer Jason Kokinkos was about to leave his house in northern Montgomery County when he heard the traffic report. Route 27 was backed up. Better take Springtown Road, he thought, before climbing into his police cruiser to drive to his off-duty job at the power plant. So he's in a police cruiser, but he's apparently not really on police time. Inside a modest split-level house along Springtown Road, 12-year-old Louis Jovell Jr. had gotten home from school. He ate a bowl of cereal, asked his dad whether he could walk to a friend's house. He headed down his long driveway and crossed a stretch of Springtown where the rural gives way to residential. What happened next? On a sunny afternoon in April 2008 in Clarksburg, changed two lives forever. This picture in my mind I never want to see again, said Officer Kinkos, publicly speaking for the first time about his accident. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make the point here. The first time that this officer speaks about the accident is 2 years later.
Hmm.
When officers get in trouble, they get lawyers. When you get in trouble, you talk to the officer, okay? I mean, that's the expectation here. So learn from the people who do this stuff for a living. The people that talk to cops go to jail. People that don't talk to cops are much more likely not to go to jail.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, he said he was driving an estimated 56 miles per hour, nearly twice the speed limit, said the child, and said the child darted in front of his car, slammed on his brakes, skidded 40 feet, struck the 82-pound boy who rolled over his hood. Junior, as Lewis is called, is now a quadriplegic.
He lived?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a mess. So, you know, the darted part, it's all perceptual, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what it's like. Something moves out. I mean,
well,
everybody
there's
says
a reason
squirrel.
Why. I mean, there's a reason why speed limits are a certain amount in a residential area.
Yeah, I think that
there are the unexpected things can happen.
residential areas. The problem is when you're used to going through a residential area, your speed will creep up over time.
Sure, it will. Yeah. I mean, it can tend to do that unless you train yourself to, you know, drive defensively, but that's sure.
Yep. It's okay. It was me, Junior told his mother. I can't even imagine if it was one of my brothers or my sister. Junior and Kokinkos believe things happen for reasons. They tell themselves not to dwell on the past. They have never spoken to each other. I don't want to just show up at the door, Kokinkos said. I don't want to create any problems for them. I don't want to create any additional pain. After Kokinkos' car skidded to a stop that afternoon, he jumped out, grabbed a first aid kit, and applied a bandage to the back of Junior's head. He felt no pulse and started chest compressions. Junior's father, Lewis, came running out of the house. He performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, taking in blood as he did.
Oh,
the two got a labored breathing going. Medics showed up. Junior was taken away in a helicopter, barely alive. He fell into a coma. Doctors determined that his brainstem, a small area that translates thoughts into actions, was badly damaged. It was unclear whether the altar boy and youth football player would ever speak again. On his way to visit him at Kennedy Kringer Hospital in Baltimore, one day Junior's older brother, Juan, stopped at a Borders bookstore and spotted a spelling teaching tool for young kids, a board that held movable magnetic letters. And, apparently this thing helped him to learn how to do it. At his bedside, Juan and learned how to speak, and his twin Melvin pointed to the letters and asked Junior to blink once for yes and twice for no. Using the blinks and gestures, Junior spelled this out: "Don't visit me anymore, wearing Cowboys jerseys."
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Gotcha.
2 months after the collision, Junior saw his neurosurgeon, Amanda Wan, at Children's National Medical Center. His head and neck were confined inside a halo. He couldn't move his feet or right arm beyond a flicker. Junior, show her what you could do, his mother Norma said excitedly. He shrugged for several seconds, and then he raised his left hand, bending at the elbow, 6 inches off the bed. Kokinkos, 26.
The cop.
Yep. Officer Kokinkos, I should say. Grew up the son of a New Jersey police officer. He graduated from college in Pennsylvania and joined the Montgomery Force in 2006. Kokinkos called his father after the accident, and he remembers speaking calmly, thinking about what he'd said before it. It sounds like you've got this under control, he recalled his dad saying. The department's investigation concluded that if he had been driving 30 miles an hour instead of 56, he could have stopped in time.
Oh, wow.
The department also faulted Junior for crossing the road where he did. He was jaywalking. As soon as I saw him, he was at a full sprint, Kokinkos told Internal Affairs investigators. By the time I saw him, he ran that fast into the road. Kokinkos, Officer Kokinkos, repeated the account in several interviews and said that he spotted the child as he ran near the double yellow marking in the road. He was issued two citations, speeding and negligent driving. So this is, it goes on and talking about it. He pleaded guilty to the former, and the judge found him not guilty of the latter, saying that there was no evidence that he was, in fact, errant driving beyond speed. Kokinkos was fined $160, and he went forward with his career on the force. So,
well, okay. So are you pointing this out because it's tragic and horrible, but are you pointing this out because the suggestion is that if it were one of us that were behind the wheel, that we would not have just gotten a speeding ticket?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm pointing out.
I think it's nigh impossible to avoid, you know, for in a situation like that, to avoid some serious charges and possibly lawsuits.
You know, and I don't know what it would be. So the application, there's a couple of ways to apply the logic here. Either the police officer, you know, gets he was found not guilty of negligent driving. Do you think that would have happened to you or me if we hit somebody in the road? Even if you say that the kid darted out and you stick to your story and all that stuff, really? I mean, you don't think you'd get the distracted driving charge or something like that?
Vehicular homicide?
Well, vehicular homicide might be pushing it for what the average person might get in this circumstance. But then think about what people get when cops stop you on the side of the road, you know, and they're just walking out in the road. Cops get hit. It's the most likely way that a cop's going to die, mm-hmm. is walking along the side of the road after giving somebody one of their little fundraising pink slips.
What'll happen if you run into a cop?
Yes. Now, that's, just the comparisons here, and I think it's important that people look at it. People just, every day, all day, understand that they don't get the same treatment as police officers do, as other government bureaucrats do.
I think that in this case, other people should get the same treatment. I mean, certainly, in general, they should get the same treatment. In this case, I don't think there should be much that happens to somebody in that situation. I mean, the kid ran out the damn road.
That you're assuming that the officer's story is as he has said it is.
Yeah, well, otherwise, it's hard to say, but I think the big thing is that I wouldn't expect similar treatment. But maybe you're right. Maybe this is the kind of treatment that someone else should get too. It's just not likely.
Well, how do you feel about it? 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. What's the appropriate punishment for somebody that runs down a kid that presumably runs out in front of your car? It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the program. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website. If you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore with dozens of categories and probably millions of items. That's a lot of stuff there. Everything from the latest DVDs and Blu-ray to books to office products, baby stuff. Man, you name it. Camping supplies, they've got it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get the stuff you need and feel good, because not only are you getting a great deal from Amazon, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, or even buying used to save a few extra bucks, but you're also helping Free Talk Live, because we get a cut of the purchase when you start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, has been for years, big advocate for liberty. Please use them if you've got some company. SACL CAI, and their banner's on the right-hand side of the page.
So the story that you're sharing with us, Mark, is about a police officer who ran down a young child, 85 pounds. How old was he?
It's 12.
12. Runs down this young kid. The kid's now a paraplegic. Quadriplegic,
yeah.
Meaning he cannot use any of his extremities.
It's a partial quadriplegic, meaning that he can move some stuff.
But he's in a wheelchair, and he's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
So the story from the cop is this kid darts out into the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just telling me during the break that according to...
Right, well, it's a long story, and, you know, I didn't know how much of we were going to, you know, read the heart-touching stuff and that kind of thing. But, I do want to read this part, because I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, the cop says that the kid darted out on the road.
Right. He couldn't stop in time.
Yeah, Junior's parents, financially squeezed by expenses for their son and modifications to their home, had sued Kokinkos, Officer Kokinkos, and the county. Mm-hmm. They said their son had always looked both ways. Now, I don't believe anybody in this circumstance is going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I think that the officer, it's reasonable and expected that the officer would tell a lie, and it's reasonable expected that the family would say that their kid always looks both ways. You know, the officer's going to say darted. The kid darted out in front of me. Well, what does darted mean? It is a subjective term. What, you know, the family says, well, he always looked both ways, but he's been hit in the head, so he doesn't remember anything. That makes sense, too. The family said they let Junior walk to his friend's house before the collision. To get there, they said, he had to cross Springtown because there was a large drainage ditch running along their side of the road. Explain to me how a kid can dart across a road with a large drainage ditch. It's not like he ran out of the bushes and jumped the large drainage ditch to do this. I mean, it's, you know, the ditch prevents darting. Do you see what I'm saying?
So you're suggesting he was walking down the side of the road and then... We don't even know, right?
Makes more sense to me. The county attorney brought Junior in for a...
you know, if the cop had a freedom cam, we would know the real story.
Right. Well, he probably did have a dash cam, but that information's been lost. Three
those
times
things,
they asked him...
Those things are always off or damaged whenever it might implicate the police officer.
Sure enough.
Yeah, there was a recent event where 9 cruisers came to a scene and... Oddly, all 9 of the cameras were non-functioning or off at the time.
You know, I'm going to go into the mode of, you know, if I were in charge, you know, how to fix everything, which a lot of people get into, which always cracks me up. So I'm going to kind of poke fun at myself for doing this. But, like, you know, it's one of those things, like, if that cam is not working, like, there should be, the way it should be is that cam has to be running. And if it's not, then that should immediately... raise suspicion, you know, for whatever the police officer's behavior is, or, you know, and because it's their responsibility to keep that thing running. And
that car shouldn't
not,
be on the road.
The badge, as easy as this is these days, that badge should be hooked up. It should have a camera and a microphone in it.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, that badge is supposed to represent the power that the people give to the police officer. Now, I mean, nobody believes
that.
Yeah,
really.
But now the people have the ability, technology is there, that the people should be able to, you know, see what the cop's doing and saying at any given time. But they don't do that. They don't want accountability.
Right. All right. So let's presume that it's true what the cop says and that this kid darts out into the road. Maybe he
was down
in the ditch and runs out.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't want to assume that. Here's the only thing you can assume from this is there's a ditch, and that doesn't make sprinting across the road quite so easy, and the cop was going double the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two facts we have. And negligent driving was dismissed from him. And it wasn't dismissed. It would not have been dismissed from the average person.
That's true.
That's the only point that I ever wanted to make with this. Is that, look, these cops can do things that you can't do. They are morally superior. They are Teflon, or more so. The charges don't stick to them the same way they do to other people.
No, they got the brotherhood
behind
them.
If you go running out in the middle of the road, yeah, you're going to get hit by people, and at some point, statistically, one of those people is going to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's, you know, that's nearly the issue. But there's two sides to this story, and whose side got believed?
The cop.
Why?
Of course.
Well, there are betters.
That's the reason.
They would never lie. The police would never lie.
Right. This, you know, this kid gets...
That's kind of badge. That badge makes him into a better person.
This kid gets bashed and knocked half a football field down the road, and his story doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you seen that magic hat that Snowman puts on, that Frosty puts on, and all of a sudden he turns into a magic alive snowman? That's the way the badge is. It's like evil, dark person who might not use guns right or whatever. You stick the badge on them, and all of a sudden they never lie. They're suddenly proficient with guns, and you can't trust other people with guns, you know.
They're trained.
It's magical.
Well, for all we know, the cop was texting or something like that and wasn't even paying attention.
Right, and you will never know this information. But the immediate assumption is that the 12-year-old darted out in front of the car, and what the cop said is true, and what the family says, that their son always looked both ways, is not true. This kid sounds conscientious from this story here.
You're going to have to do more than look both ways. You've got to look both ways and take a look at the cars and see how fast they're going.
I think their claim is that he was just walking down the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was
not even looking.
Right. So if he got hit from behind, then how would he have even been able to, you know, to know?
Yeah, that I've never understood people that say you're supposed to ride with the traffic when you're on a highway. Like,
you mean
I'd rather
a bicycle.
Yeah, I'd rather walk or ride against traffic so I can see if somebody's veering over against me.
Walkers are supposed to walk against traffic.
That's correct.
That's how I understand it. Bikers are supposed to ride with traffic.
That's correct.
Oh, really?
You're looking at you know, anytime you have a head-on collision, versus
that's worse.
You got a head-on collision where you add the speeds together for the impact versus a glancing blow where if your bike is moving at a certain speed, the car is, it's like subtracting the speed.
Sure.
So, so I think that's probably part of it. And bikes can move at a pretty good clip.
Bikes are vehicles, and that's why they're the intent is to have them, you know, go along with traffic because they are vehicles. More roads are being modified, not enough, but more roads are being modified to accommodate bikes. They're giving a larger lip. You can't just ride along on that 6 inches that's on the side of the road because sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. You'll die.
If you ride on the road, the car's getting impatient with you and all sorts of stuff.
Walking in the middle of the road is always a bad idea.
Walking in the middle of the road?
Well, walking on the road. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be in along the double yellow line. It doesn't matter. Walking in the road is always a bad idea. But I remember when I was a kid, we played baseball in the middle of the street.
Sure.
We
and someone would shout, car, and you'd run out of the street.
You know, and this was a residential area. That's what the story says. It's going from rural to residential in that particular area. And, you know, I feel like this guy was not paying enough attention.
I think you're probably right about that. He probably was not paying enough attention, and it's probably also a true statement about the child. The young man was also not paying enough attention as well. And I don't feel like there should be, for the average person in the same situation, I don't feel like that they, you know, if you're going to walk near the road, you're taking a risk, man.
Yeah, it's a risk.
It's hard for me to feel like the cop is the only one at fault. I don't think he is. I think that it took two in this particular case.
All right.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it'd be a different story if the cop busts through a fence to go after and run a kid down. I mean,
I mean, obviously that's true. I just feel like if it was me or you, that it would have been an entirely different
story. I think you're
right.
No, I think there's no doubt about that. You're absolutely right about that. You probably would have gone to jail if it were you or I. So let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Dennis is in Michigan. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Delbert and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Dennis.
I feel very grateful to finally get through to you guys.
No, it's not that hard, but welcome to the show.
Well, I've listened to you for a year and a half. You know, Mr. Jones has been an entree to you and others. But anyway, on New Year's Eve here, I want to know your views about Mary Ruart, and I love her work.
She is super awesome. We'll talk more about her if you want.
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll bring you back. I'll bring you back in a moment. In hour number three, which is coming up here in just a little bit, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live New Year's Eve edition of the show. Bring up anything as always, or maybe focus on what's coming next in 2011, or reflect on 2010, whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.